And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Big news late this week. James Sample, Jaguars safety out of the University of Louisville, a rookie with a broken arm, underwent surgery Friday. Where does this leave the free safety spot, guys?
Well, it's a bum deal for him and for the Jaguars because he was starting to show through the OTAs that he was going to be a big part of the competition. You know, he really looks the part. He's broad shoulders, long arms, big hands, runs well. And people that I talked to this week said that when they watched the tape of him, the thing that stood out was his ability to tackle in the open field. So it gives Sergio Brown a further grasp on the starting job for now.
I think bum deal is the best way to put it. I don't think it sets James Sample back as far as his career, but he's a rookie, and a rookie missing the last 2 weeks of OTAs, missing the first weeks of training camp, definitely a big deal. I thought Sergio Brown would probably start the season anyway with James Sample coming in and probably taking over at some point. I think that's definitely more of a possibility now after this.
And the way we understand it, kind of a freak play, too, swatting at the ball at the end of a play. We move to running backs now on the offensive side. Is this group now with Yeldon here ready to contribute right away and really be a dominant running back group?
I think they're by definition better going into next season than they were last season because T.J. Yeldon's here. And I think that pushes everybody else sort of down the depth chart. Toby Gerhart, Denard Robinson, who both showed things that they can do to help this team last year. Now all of a sudden you're looking at them as reserves, as compliments to T.J. Yeldon. So I think it's a very good group, and I know you feel different.
Well, I got to see it, right? I mean, last year we talked about the roles, you know, Denard and Gerhart, and I was geared up for Gerhart. Liked watching him stand.
Geared up for Gerhart.
Toby, call me. We've got a marketing opportunity here. But I got to see it, right? I mean, I like what I see from Yeldon. He's a smooth athlete. I think Gerhart figured out his role last year, especially in that second quarter of the Thursday night game against the Titans here, where he came in and was really pounding the ball strong. And then they came in and did some different things with Jordan Todman behind him. He's obviously a good receiver out of the backfield. And then Robinson's going to, you know, contribute in a couple of different ways, too. I see the parts. I got to see them put together and work it.
I think the key there, which you said, is figured out Gerhart's role. Yeah. I think that's why he has a chance to be a lot more of a factor this year.
We go back to defense. Linebackers, Skuda, Posluszny, Telvin Smith, those are most likely the starters. Mm-hmm. Who else is there? And how deep is this group really?
You know, that's a position that we talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jaguars want more linebackers because they want linebackers on special teams. So I was spending some time out on the practice field the other day talking to people, and I threw it out there. You know, do they have anything? Are they going to be looking for veterans when it comes around to cut day? Don't be so sure. You know, Jeremiah George is a guy who they're working at will. They loved what they saw in that first half from him against Cincinnati. Real stout run defender. I saw him in coverage the other day, and he looked pretty good to me. And I hear LeRoy Reynolds came back in the best shape he's been in a couple of years, focused and light and ready to go. So, you know, maybe not. Maybe they have 4 and 5.
And everything you hear is, oh, my goodness, they have to sign a veteran linebacker too, because what if these guys get hurt? Well, first of all, you don't really want veterans as your backups at this point. You can go get those guys. I'd still be surprised if you don't see one guy who's not on the roster as depth. But I think LeRoy Reynolds is the key guy that you're talking about there because he can be a big-time four-core special teams type guy.
Yep.
And he's a guy who's got enough experience. If he's making that year three jump, then maybe he is a guy who can step in if there's an injury.
Well, and I hear Jeremiah George is going to impress people with his special teams work once they get into live action in the fall.
And they need that.
And he looked great in that game in Cincinnati where he got hurt last year.
Yeah, you got it. This team has not had enough linebackers on their coverage teams because they haven't had enough linebackers who can run. Now you've got a couple of young guys who can run. They're likely to be 4 and 5 this year.
We'll see who can run next week. Final week of OTAs. 4 remaining. They're back in the field Monday. That's it for now on Jags of the Roundtable.